Yeah, he's definitely like Tinkerbell. You have to make sure you clap your hands, otherwise he will lose his wings.
Clap your hands and say, "Don't you know?"
Oh, hey. God. Hey, who wants to do the intro?
Oh, Casey's not here. Yeah.
He's not here. I can do it. I do crippled system all the time.
Be Casey for us.
Yeah,
you look like Casey, I guess.
Welcome to Lost Aspect, episode 19, special edition episode, bringing the sexes together.
Yeah, it's the they cast.
Yeah. I'm Andy, and I play Kador.
I'm Brian, and I play Grimkin, also Grumpkin, or Edgelord faction.
Grumpkin, that's adorable.
Grumpkin is pretty cute.
I made a joke about the next faction to come out from PP. It's going to be Blumpkin, and it's a faction that's nothing but memes.
No.
Jackie and Casey really need to shake, by the way. I'm Amanda, I play Convergence.
And I'm Danielle, I play Minions.
Hey, welcome back, Danielle.
Yes.
So this is a special edition episode. Basically, we had a third person that was supposed to be coming in. Unfortunately, communication issues did not work out.
You're just supposed to sell us as the special guest.
Yeah, oh, yes, no, this is our special edition.
Surprise.
The real reason.
We're sorry.
it's the they cast. It's the genderless cast. Normally, we're the woman podcast, and we're
broadening our horizons, I guess.
This is not a regular thing.
No.
Not a regular thing. We want to make sure that we get an episode out for you guys.
Yep.
Or gals.
It's mostly guys that listen.
I didn't use a gender neutral term. I'm sorry.
For
you,
y'all.
You people.
You people.
Probably should do announcements.
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 So we always do announcements.
Gen Con's coming up.
Gen Con. There's a tournament.
That same freaking weekend.
Sure is. Good job, Rick. I'm sure not everyone is going to Gen Con.
Especially now, like, Gen Con's just gotten so much more expensive over the years. So, like, having one here while everybody's away, like, well, Adepticon was kind of the same thing where I went one day and never went before.
Yeah.
So having a tournament on Adepticon is actually kind of nice.
Yeah. It gives you something to do.
Yeah.
Room sales went open for War Machine weekend, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, the room reservations.
Or wait, yeah, that did. So did Adepticon.
Adepticon.
All those were like,
I think Adepticon's
open
already
and done.
Also known as the 40K rush. Like,
yeah.
GW gets their shit together and Adepticon sells out.
Yeah.
That was something.
Yeah.
We are speciesist, by the way. There are no lizards listening, unfortunately.
No.
No unicorns.
We do have one person on our podcast with a forked tongue.
We are
meat popsicles. I do have a forked tongue. It's bifurcated.
After that, there's the WITC.
Yep. There's the weekend right after Gen Con.
And Baraboo is gracing the teams. WIC with its presence of three teams.
Jesus. Jackie's on a team.
Yep.
We're actually including, I don't know if you guys know about this, and we haven't really talked about it that much, we're including the Mayhem Cup with the WITC.
Oh, nice. Oh.
Well, now I'll have to redo the teams, because we did them based on who wants to win the most. So, like, then we put me at the way bottom. I'm like, I just want to go and have fun. But now since the Mayhem Cup's up, we might have to scale that up.
Now I'm a little disappointed I'm not going.
You still have one day to register.
Yeah, 2 days. It's due Tuesday.
I thought it was August 1st.
If you hang out here afterwards, Travis will be on the next podcast. So.
I don't have a team. Casey's not going.
Yeah, I'm.
You guys can't.
I can't. Yeah, we have a party. Mm.
I could possibly be on a team.
I could bring out Convergence, but I won't probably have a new theme list by then.
Yeah,
probably
so.
Not
by tomorrow.
Yep.
Just run Destruction Initiative everywhere and be just fine.
Nothing but Jacks and Servitors.
Jacks and Primaxiums.
Yep. I think there's John, Menoth John is running something sometime in September. I know it's early September. It's a John Con thing. I don't know exactly the details on it, but I just figured I'd at least
John
be nice
Con.
Enough.
I think,
it.
Yeah, I think
Can
John
I
Con, if you listen,
Con,
if you listen to his podcast, you know more about it, but he's not much for blasting things out in the general public.
Correct.
We're going to have an Amanda Con.
Oh, that'll be real fun.
You'll just get to
sit on a throne and have people come up to you and tell you how awesome you are.
Yeah, that sounds great.
The only prize is Amanda's favor.
excited to bring you things.
I think that sounds like a great tournament.
We could actually combine that. I got your head judge for the event. Could be Katie.
Ooh.
Katie Shea wanted to head judge an event where somebody asked her like a legitimate rules question,
and she would answer it
however she sees fit.
Oh my god!
And that
yes.
would be the
Katie and Amanda Con sounds just like a great time.
We should see if Katie will be on the podcast sometime. I'll bring alcohol for her and she'll be fine.
All you have to do is just swirl a bottle of vodka under her face and then just like let her. It's like a what do they do that
like the Skittles trail?
Yeah, for ET they were Reese's Pieces. Pieces, but
they wear Reese's pieces.
It looks like I'm going to say that it's probably just Fool, but
it is.
There's a tournament in Milwaukee on the
Brian.
16th. But which one?
Brian Culp, right?
Oh, Jesus Christ! Well, why'd he rip off Fool's name? at any rate, is that Milwaukee? I think it's Franklin that it's actually in. So it's in the area of Milwaukee or
that
the umbrella.
Is the weekend after my birthday. Yep. I will not be attending anything all of September.
It's your first month.
Yes, it's my birth month.
And then October is Jackie's Halloween month. And then Thanksgiving
November,
month.
All of Thanksgiving month. And then October does not come after November. December does because I know my month. So that's Christmas month.
Yeah. It's Andy's birthday month.
Yes,
too.
Andy's birthday month.
I think Casey's birthday month too. Was it Casey?
She's going to hate me for not remembering.
Oh.
But I think you might be correct.
I think so, because everybody had their month. And then whatever problems that we have, we'll deal with them next year.
But except we can't in January, because January is the new year.
Oh,
February
yeah.
is Valentine's month.
Yeah.
Maybe come March.
It looks like
March.
It looks like Celeste expertly hacked Brian's
I think Brian
account.
Is Pook.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Quite
well,
possibly.
I don't know people's handles, so.
That's why I was confused, too.
Oh, well, it looks like that Brian Culp is going to be running the event over at Games Universe in Brookfield. So.
How many goddamn towns are there in Milwaukee?
Well, there's just Milwaukee.
That's... No, there's like the umbrella of Milwaukee. Like, when you say Madison, you're like, you get Fitchburg and Monona and all that. But when you say Milwaukee, it's like a cluster of like eight fucking cities.
Hey, I think it's more than that. It's almost the same thing as like Chicago as well.
I guess
so. That stuff is so frustrating because it's like there is Chicago and then there's like Schaumburg. Like it's not Chicago. It's definitely its own thing.
But they call it Chicago.
I know, and it's like, annoying.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's it for
WSS Spook. Yeah. I knew it was Pook something.
Yes. I guess I was mistaken. It is a culp.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
You hit the dartboard on that one at least.
Yes.
So do we have any topics? Danielle has been gone for a while.
Yes.
So.
Danielle, catch up.
I'll probably explain why I've been gone. I'm pregnant. So
hey!
been sick. But I'm feeling a little bit better and hopefully I can come more. So. But I really want to talk about Minions, because Lock and Load had the whole Minions announcements, and I'm very excited. I don't know if stuff's coming out at War Machine Weekend, which is probably what I'm hanging on to, of going to War Machine Weekend or not. Most excited about the Dracodile.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to be amazing. Then we got which I was sad, because Andy, I think, did you hear it was the Croak? Was that a caster, or is that a solo?
That's a solo.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wish he was a...
I'm really sad.
Yeah.
Quado needs to be a caster.
Yeah.
Croak casters and Bogtrog casters. That's I think a lot of people want that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the two-headed frog, which I think was in the RPG.
Oh, he's got the... is that Total Recall thing
going
on?
Yeah, it's Quado. That's what I said.
I don't know the names. I'm sorry. I'm a terrible nerd.
We already have a solo that's frog. Like...
Yeah, okay. I think you have several that are... You have the Croak Hunter.
That's it.
Oh, I'm thinking of Croak Raiders,
the
unit there.
Right, which would have been nice to have a Croak caster, because then maybe they would have been better.
Give a Croak Raider UA that hands out prey.
Right. Wow, that would be so cool.
Everybody, they'd be back to good again.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I have a box that I got back when they were awesome, and they've been sitting in the box since then.
I built mine and painted one, and I was like, well, that was fun while it lasted.
Yeah, but you got rid of all your minions,
didn't you? I most certainly did.
I remember when they were hard to get, and you couldn't, you were like just impossible to find, and you could sell them for more than you bought them for, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then now they're everywhere. So there's that, and then there's Barnabas 2, which will be exciting to see how he plays. I think I might buy him and play him.
He looks like Minion's like first real frontline caster, which is really neat for them.
That's what I, because I have problems with that sometimes, so I think he'll be good for
Speaking my language right there. Losing a troll caster every time.
What else is there? Now I forget. There's a... God, what the hell was it? There was like a attachment, wasn't there? It's like a bone shaker thing.
Oh, there's a warlock attachment.
Yeah.
I think actually labeled as a warcaster attachment.
Then there was a guy that had a cowboy hat, which I think he was just solo.
I don't remember a cowboy hat at all.
McCree? Or is that what we're...
No.
McCree is like, in Horde style?
No, like he did. He had a cowboy hat because there was like a Crocodile Dundee like kind of thing with him.
Is there a High Noon in Arcane?
I don't think so.
I don't know if they go with standard, you know, time.
It's a high something.
Yeah. I had to send that out to the guys there to find out what High Noon is in Arcane.
Sorry. and then I can't. It's been a while. I'm sorry. I'm just Dracodile, and that's really what I'm excited about. But the other thing I'm really excited about is with the loot crate box thing is the Swamp Horror Lady.
You guys have a new heavy too for minions.
Oh, you got a Gator Husk.
It's the zombie. Zombie one.
The husk one. The easy explodey fly guy.
It sounded weird. I can't remember. I can't remember what that looks like, but I do remember.
I think just he's Googling
like,
it.
Right I now. Wasn't Googling it. I was trying to, but it's not easy to find. So, like, I just remember that he looked like a blind walker, but he was more, like, fetid and diseased.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it was one of those things where you touch me, blows up.
He's kind of bursting at the seams.
That's right. It is something where he blows up.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm really excited about the Swamp Horror because
she looks amazing. She's very pretty. It's probably the first pinup model that they've done really well.
Yeah. And I mean,
I'll still put down that the bombshell bombardier was probably the best one they did.
I won't disagree. I'm like contemporary speaking.
Yeah, contemporary. It's probably
Like I think the last very good one was the Blighted Bather, and then since then they've all just been a train of.
It's when they went down that cosplay road that things started to get fucky, and now they don't have the beer thing going on with the model anymore. So.
I can complain about that for days.
I feel like
there it is. Travis says it's it's Long Chops. He's the dude from the Unleashed box set.
Okay. Oh, the gator with the hat. Okay.
Yeah. He's got a gator with a gun. The gator
with a hat. I just say cowboy hat. but yeah, I really like that. I'm buying. I don't care. I really want my Swamp Lady. I'm just going to do it. Maybe I can sell the models afterwards.
Or get there was a suggestion to give them away at tournaments, too, which is actually kind of neat. Cause
That's a really good idea.
Not everybody's going to buy them, and then once you can't get it, then you can't get it. So. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be super exclusive.
Yeah.
It's going to suck for folks that are just getting into the hobby then. Like, let's say around December, and there's 3 months of boxes out, and they're like, oh, I really want that Swamp Horror. And I can't get that now.
Exclusivity in war games is so shitty just because, and Kickstarter is like kind of the progenitor of the idea, where like maybe they're not the progenitor of it, but they're definitely the ones who abuse it the most. And I feel a little rough that PP's going that way, but I understand why they're doing it and why it's a smart idea. But it will suck for those people who are like, I just started playing Menoth, and now I want the cool Rupert lady with a little skirt on. And it's
They already kind of do that with the pins already, too, because there were some pins before that I didn't realize were out. And it's like, I could get those.
I know, and it sucks, doesn't it? Like, there's the Big Ben Centurion that we've been trying to get forever.
I remember.
That's just something that we can't get a hold of.
Andy's getting a thing.
Okay. Sorry, I'm a hard person to get around.
What was I going to say with that?
I agree, though, and I honestly think that there aren't any new pins since we're like on the track of talking about things.
I love the freaking pins, and that's how they get me is like they put them out and it's like, okay, I have my money.
Yeah,
even if I don't play the faction, if it's really cute, I'll buy it.
I'm still hanging on to I don't play Signar anymore, and I still have my the Nemo one. I have the Haley anniversary pin.
The eyes and the mustache.
It's just really adorable, and I'm not going to get rid of them because I love them, but they didn't do any new pins for Lock and Load. They didn't do any, or it doesn't seem like they're doing any for Gen Con. Is this another adorable?
Why are you giving me this?
Because you can have it.
Why? I forgot about her.
There you go.
It's Lanessa.
Oh, well, that's cool.
It's cheap.
Oh. It's probably one of the rarest of privateer pins.
There was something special you had to do to get that.
You had to go to a convention that you went to.
You had to go to the Hoosier Caster event that was in Indiana.
And there wasn't a lot of people there.
There was not.
And I really wanted her. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm so happy.
So I was able to secure some of them, so... I forgot that I was meaning to give that to you for a long time.
I'm so happy. I love you, Andy. Thank you.
No problem. Come up with the Cyntherian Big Ben.
There was also the plushies we were talking about.
Yeah, they haven't done plushies. I mean, there was no Lock and Load plushie this year.
Really, really sad. There's like nothing exclusive for Lock and Load that I don't think I heard of.
Just
anything.
The Reinhold model.
Grimkin carts.
And then
those Grimkin fucking cards things. Jesus Christ, people are insane for paying that much money for those. I checked eBay on that.
Sure.
Those fucking decks are, people are paying $170 for that shit. Good fucking God.
Are they special? Like,
they're just full art. That's all. And in six months, the rules are probably going to change.
Oh, yeah.
So they'll be fucking worthless.
That's what I was kind of thinking too, is like, oh, you're going to get these and then...
Well, I think from a collecting standpoint,
that's the
fact
is,
that they're
you gotta
full
be
art
collectible
too.
And
I would love full art caster cards for my faction. Like, I would pay plenty of money for that.
No.
I would pay plenty of money for that.
No. She doesn't have very many casters.
I have
five
casters with a sixth on the way. I will pay $10 a pop for those.
Oh, don't tell them that. Please, God, no, don't tell them that.
You'll have to get every single one for Who's the Boss.
200 some casters. Oh. Yeah, so I ended up getting really lucky from somebody at Lock and Load.
That's good, at least. Nice. So those things are worth stuff.
It sounds like they might have some at Gen Con.
I was wondering about that.
If they do, I'm probably going to buy two sets of them right away.
And then just turn one.
Yeah.
Well, we're trying to figure out our Gen Con trajectory, who's going where right away. I'm honestly going to say it right now, I'm going to Steamforged booth right away. I want my Chibi Salt and Shark. Mm. Like, I need them. Yeah. They're... They will be acquired. AG booth is another one.
I got a team.
I saw you won that.
I got a team.
What'd you get?
Guild Ball. I won the painted team from Pegasus.
Oh, very nice. Brewers?
The Butchers.
Oh, Butchers. Sweet.
There's going to be, what is it, Princess?
Princess and Ox. Will be chibi models.
And they look really cute. And if you haven't seen them yet, I highly recommend it. We can get in line. It'll be a great day. We'll be there for like 12 hours.
I have no plans for Gen Con. The only plan I have is Thursday. I plan on getting there and showing up and getting my badge for the press.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, I might get a ticket to go in early, too.
Ooh.
Nice. So wait, can you shop early?
Yeah, you get a VIG stuff.
But the thing is, though, it's almost like a little mini Gen Con getting in line for the VIG. The VIG is... Yes, you get in early, but you're going to be sitting in line for just about as long as everybody else.
It basically means you don't have to like push and shove over people to get to where you need to go.
Yeah.
Not that really happens in Gen Con, though. The running of the nerds hasn't been that violent.
It's not violent, but it's definitely like close quarters.
Yep.
Like you're not going to get trampled, but you're going to get maybe an elbow in your elbow.
Or somebody smelling like a rotten ham sandwich in front of you, just like... I need to go to the Shadowrun booth.
Why isn't the goodie bag that you get at Gen Con or any kind of prize like that have...
Include deodorant?
Include like a little stick of deodorant.
Yeah. I actually saw something that I haven't looked at reviews for yet. I was at Ulta and there's a brand of like vegan makeup beauty products that I actually really like. And I keep forgetting that they have a thing called deodorant wipes.
Hmm.
And I'm like... If those are worth it, I might just get some because, everyone else gets stinky, you get stinky too. And if you can just, run to the bathroom for 10 seconds and, clean yourself up, more power to you. Highly recommend everyone does that because that place is, it's warm, even when they have the air on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's...
Especially first day, because I don't know if you guys, I've worked with a couple companies before, so I've done setup on the Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There is no AC in that building, and it's like at least 90, 100 in there.
Until Thursday morning.
It's horrendous.
Yeah. The air didn't work Thursday last year. They didn't have the air on, or it wasn't functional, and that place was, it was gross. Like, you bring water, and you just tough it out.
Yeah.
That'll be interesting.
You'll have a great time, I promise.
I think the thing that I would hit, I'm as much as I've just like maybe fallen a little out of love with some of the privateer exclusives recently, the Borka bust is really, I can't not get that.
That's,
I don't think I saw that.
Somebody had the picture of a painted one at Lock and Load. It wasn't for sale there, but the next bust is Borka.
Nice.
Yeah.
He's super cool looking. And he's like my Husu Bondo for War Machine. My spirit animal.
I'm glad that they're finally doing Hordes instead of War Machine after they've done a couple War Machine models.
It's they nice got the nose plugs. Yeah, but then you have to breathe through your mouth, and then you realize what you're breathing in through your mouth, and that's worse.
Well, yeah. Then
you can't smell it.
You can taste it.
Yeah.
It's humid in that building, and it's not humid from water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, it's like farting in the shower, really. It's just, it clings to the air and just, it's harsh.
I was going to say, it is nice that they're doing a bust that is a non-human character.
Yeah, I know. They got the 12-year-old joke character out of the way. And then they did someone who looks more like the dude from
Magnum PI.
I was going with the Big Lebowski, the cowboy.
Yeah.
Talking probably Sam the Elliot. Same dude. Yeah.
No, it's not the same dude, but yeah, basically this both
same
both,
image.
They both all... actors are well known for their mustaches.
Yeah, they all look like the Marlboro Man.
Yeah,
but now the Bork one's really neat looking. I think it's really cool.
It puts hairs on your lungs. Don't want hair in my lungs.
You have hairs on your lungs.
Yeah, you have a ton of hair.
You have the cilia, right? That's what they're called.
I think it's cilia, but
whatever.
Maybe cilia is singular, but I don't know. My fifth grade biology is not what it used to be.
Speaking of Gen Con, though, we put together a 10 trials is what we're referring to it as, things. So we were going to do it specifically for our pot of 8, at least the like reward aspect of it, but extending it out to people in general, it's 10 things that you should do at Gen Con. First one being make a new friend. Like, you go down there, there were 60,000 people last year. There's probably going to be twice that, if not more, this year. Meet people.
I don't know if you saw the news, basically pretty much almost all the passes are selling out.
Yeah. 4-day, Saturday, Sunday. The Wednesday trade day badges are gone. The family badges are gone. And I think it's Thursday, Friday are still available, but in limited number. Like they are just, if you wanted to go and you haven't gotten a badge yet, good luck.
It's one of the first times I've seen Gen Con sell out. Yeah. Maybe it's the 50th Gen Con. That's kind of the reason why.
It's a big deal.
I think when you're, if you look at, some of the big social groups like Facebook groups, Reddit, a lot of people are doing the like the pilgrimage. That's a big deal for a lot of people, like families where it's like, oh, my dad went, now we're bringing my child to, and like as a but so make a new friend, eat someplace you've never eaten before, which is obviously for people, if it's your first year, it's most places you're going is going to be brand new, but for those of us who've gone there every year, you eat at the same places. We always go to Scotty's, we always go to the Ram.
Stop clogging up the steak escape line. Not steak escape.
Steak God and damn shake.
It. Steak and shake.
Yep.
They Andes. Added a steak escape, I would be kind of happy.
I know.
I wouldn't have the shits for the rest of the Gen Con.
Andy fed me some whiskey, and I haven't been drinking much lately, so it's a little...
It's a little much
it's jumble. It's jumbling my head a little.
Just, already? It was only like a finger.
Hey, man, I haven't drank...
Yeah, I only had a sip of it to try it, so it's all been him.
I know.
So eat someplace new. What were some of the other ones? Watch the cosplay parade. Like, honestly, I think most people do it. I've never actually sat down and watched the full parade.
Is that on Sunday?
Yep. Okay. So it's just...
That's the calm down day.
Yeah, just wait, kind of...
Is it is Sunday? I thought it was Saturday.
It might be Saturday, but it's one of like the last events that happens. Yeah. Participate in a hallway event. So like build your card tower at Card Hala. I think they're doing a mural this year. Or like watch one of the like dances or like bands that does something in the hallway. Mm-hmm. Get an autograph as another one. There's going to be cosplayers there. There's artists, authors. You can buy a piece of art and get the person to actually sign it because they're usually sitting at the table.
Demo game.
demo a game that you wouldn't normally be interested in. And then play a game with people you don't know. There's mm-hmm. tons of stuff going on everywhere. Drink at least 3 bottles of water a day. That's really important. And then complete the puzzle hunt was another one.
My word of advice then too is before you go down to Gen Con from Vitamin your hotel.
C. Hmm? Vitamin C.
That works too.
All week.
But take your poop before you go down to the show.
Preparatory poops.
Yep.
And if you are going to use the restroom, go to the Lucas Oil Stadium.
Yeah, do not use the vendor hall if you got to drop a deuce. Like, I don't know if I've told this story here or not before, but like, I've never used the bathroom in the vendor hall before, but this time I really had to shit. So I went in and I waited in line. Finally, I got in. First, you're like, I'm bathing in this guy's nasty that's still left over in there. But then second, like, I'm trying to drop my pants and there's like this at least a quarter of an inch of liquid on the floor. And I don't know if it's condensation or pee or everything or both. Yeah. And then the other thing was like, in order to like sit down, they're not fat people friendly. Those stalls are. I had to like finagle like being clean with myself. I couldn't like reach my arm around to wipe my ass at all. So I had to like figure that out too. So I just like I hadn't gone yet, and I was just like, I can't do this. This is worth nothing to me right now. So I'm just like, I'm gonna hold it and wait till I get back to the hotel.
Go to Lucas Oil Stadium. Those bathrooms are clean.
Where the anime people are
it was now? Where the anime people, but this and year
all those anime people are super awkward and poop shy. So you know you got those bathrooms whole bathroom yourself.
Are immaculate.
It's never used all weekend until you enter in.
This year at the Lucas Oil Stadium, though, they're doing a museum, a total replica of the first Gen Con. That'll be, I'm imagining a lot of people will probably be down there or head down there. It's a little bit of a walk compared to where everything else is, so maybe not, because people are already walking like 2-3 miles in a day every day. But
you can camp out outside of Lucas Oil Stadium and just see the people that have to poop that can't make it, and they're just like awkwardly waddling. They're way down there, like, I was told to poop here.
Then while they're walking by, you can do one of those things like when you like make someone envision like a waterfall or something, you can just carry around an old metal trash can and dump Campbell's chunky soup into it. That'll trigger them to poop their pants.
No, you're done. You're done talking.
My favorite thing to happen at Gen Con, I think, happened last year. I walked past one of the custodians. The custodian was just pushing a giant trash bin, as they do at Gen Con. And it was right away in the morning. It was really before everything started up. I think it was on Saturday morning. And he was singing a song. It was the greatest. He was like, it's going to be a shitty day. Shitty, shitty, shitty day. It's
going to be a shitty day.
Just pushing the trash bin along the way. I'm like, you are awesome, dude.
Yeah, it's probably going to be a shitty day there.
In more than one way.
One thing that I am in the unofficial Facebook group for Gen Con, in air quotes, because it's probably like the official Facebook group, but it's...
There's like a bunch of them.
It's like the Facebook group to be in, because the guy who runs it does a lot for Gen Con, but it's just not sanctioned by the Gen Con people.
Because they can't make money on Facebook.
Exactly. something that they're really talking about this year is people, what they're referring to as ghosting, which is going without acquiring a badge to observe or do everything that you can do without having a badge, which really is nothing other than like...
Just wander the hallway. Yeah,
about it. Yeah. But there is talk of a lot of people who are going to be there doing that. And it's gotten like really heated that there are people who are like, if I see these people, I'm going to carry them out myself, or I'm going to report every single one of them to security. And it's just like... It's gotten really...
If anything, probably the proper thing to do would be just to report to security. For Don't sure. do it yourself. I mean, that's what their job is to do, is to enforce folks.
It's just... it's really interesting that it's not... Some other conventions have this problem, some bigger conventions. Gen Con doesn't typically have the issue. Like, the hallways get crowded, but it's usually people there participating. But some people are just, like, righteously... If you're paying the money to go to Gen Con, to travel to Gen Con, you should be able to buy your however many dollars. I think it's 90 if you get it before you go down there. you should be able to afford that. And other people are like, well, I just don't have the money for it. And it's gotten to be very, yeah. So that might be a thing that happens this year. There might be a lot of
ghosts.
Just ghosts and disputes of people without badges. Don't forget your badge at your hotel. Otherwise, someone will forcibly remove you.
I thought ghosting was the new term for one night stands.
Yeah, that's what I thought so too.
Yeah.
You just kind of disappear.
Isn't it also a term for like pooping, but the poop just goes away right away? Because that's what I thought
yeah,
it was.
Yeah, that was, yeah, what?
You forgot that you flushed or something? You're like,
it just makes way down the toilet before you flush it.
So when you look, there's nothing there. It's just gone. This was on an episode of television or something. Scream Queens.
Oh.
Which, if you haven't watched, highly recommend it.
Chanel number 5 said ghosting is pooping and it's not there.
Yep.
Interesting. I've never heard of that term.
Gotta watch Scream Queens.
I heard second season was not that good.
It was decent.
Or something. I heard something later on and it just didn't.
It was good.
Was all good all the way through?
All good. Okay. You were going to say something.
Doesn't Adepticon have it where like you can walk around too and not participate? But
that's what we didn't even get a badge at Adepticon. We just went and said we're hitting the vendor hall and that's what we did and we left.
Right. Like,
well, Adepticon this past year isn't to that same scale.
I know it's not even close.
Like, people are talking about, like, Comic-Con almost sounds like you actually have to have a badge to scan in to even get into the building.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Gen Con doesn't force you to have a badge to enter the building, but anytime you're going into a room where they do events or if you're going into the vendor hall, they're like, they stop and check you. Do you have your badge? If you don't have it, you can't get in. Or even if it's like turned around, they like make you face it with your name. Like they're really, really intense about it.
I mean, it's not something that you could easily, because there's no scanners or anything like that. Technically, if you really wanted to, is grab somebody else's badge, throw it on a color copier and laminate it. And
they don't know
most won't even know the difference.
If you have a badge holder instead of just clipping it onto a lanyard, you just slide it right in.
Yeah.
You didn't learn that here, by the way.
You're going to get a call.
That's not what Jim has done in the past before. Which I think him and his group one time, this is when it was in Milwaukee still, and I think they all took a photocopy of somebody's badge and just...
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah, it's basically like printing a $100 bill.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm surprised they don't scan people. Like,
it makes sense.
Well, they've got a barcode.
Yeah.
Huh. I'm sure that may be something in the future. It depends if it really becomes a big problem or not.
Well,
if the convention center were bigger where they could have people like it line up in order to get into certain rooms, then I think that would make sense. But right now, it's just so chaotic.
They're thinking about moving
most
it
places
to a bigger
require
venue.
Tickets for you to purchase, and you need a badge to purchase those tickets. I mean, if you're just using a fake badge to get into the vendor hall, I mean, that just makes the vendors happy.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, it's not...
just more money to them.
Yeah.
It's like we had to have dropped like
plenty of money.
$500 or $600 at Adepticon without buying a badge, so I'm pretty sure they were fine with it.
Yeah, but we also didn't plan any events or anything.
No.
I did spend way too much time taking pictures of all of the art, the painted models and the big displays.
Mm-hmm. It was really pretty stuff, though.
Almost got into fisticuffs with someone who was in my way. All I wanted to do was take a picture, and they were just standing there, just staring at it for like 2 minutes for no reason, just enjoying the view.
The one they were staring at wasn't even that good.
No, it was awful.
My biggest pet peeve about Gen Con or any kind of conventions, usually it's Gen Con, I hate the high school hallway syndrome. Where you're trying to walk down the hallway, and then there's just people in your way, and then they just suddenly stop and start talking. God. It infuriates me.
I am that person. I'm a fast walker when I know where I want to go and I have like an objective, and that nothing makes me more angry than being caught behind people who stop walking or are walking slowly for no reason. Like there's like a flow of traffic in a hallway, and if you're going to walk slow, walk to the edge, and if you're going to walk fast, walk more towards the center, and if you're going in one direction, follow standard traffic rules. Like,
correct.
Oh my God, it just makes me so mad.
Yeah. One of these days it's just going to be a string. Just you can follow my trail of bodies from all the people I stab.
You were just walking so slow. Fat people die at Gen Con. It's not Andy's fault. He did not stab anyone.
Well, the good part, though, is if, you know, if they are a little overweight, I mean, it's not going to really penetrate hard.
Make them bleed a little bit.
Yeah, it's just going to be like a really nasty mosquito bite. I'm not saying I'm thin either. I mean,
you just have to use like a toothpick then.
Yeah.
Just like poke them a little bit. Yeah. Enough so that it hurts.
It hurts, doesn't but doesn't. Right? Yeah. Yeah.
One thumb of those sword toothpicks.
Just a thumbtack.
Yeah.
Ugh. Okay. No, it's painful. But you wanted a toothpick?
Yeah. Like the little sword plastic ones.
Oh.
Those will break off in people.
Yeah, that would.
In people?
Yeah.
You think you're actually going to get it into someone?
Really shove it up there.
Yeah. Right? Shove it up there. Where am I going with this plastic sword?
You guys are the ones talking about stabbing people. I can just only interpret what you're saying.
Welcome to Lost Aspect, where you talk about stabbing people and cheating your way into Gen Con.
That's what happens.
Speaking of Gen Con, and I'm going to bring this up again because it makes me angry. I am very upset that the Gen Con model is a Voltaic Vixen, and she has nothing to do with beer, and that there has been no news about the Ram and their beer that matches a model, because there probably isn't a beer that matches that model. I feel like there is a break in tradition.
It could be a Voltaic Vixen, as in it could be like a Voltaic style beer of some sort. It's an energy drink this time around. That would actually be awesome.
If they give us Four Loko at the Ram, just can't deal with that.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was one specific person at Privateer that handled that and is no longer there. I mean, Simon is no longer there. And
there's a lot of people. He's the drinker that I know of. Well, it's more just like it feels. I don't know. Like, there was just something about getting in line on Thursday, getting your model, going to the Ram afterwards, and
grabbing
getting
your
t-shirt, and at least trying the beer. It probably wasn't
God,
very good.
God, that wine water beer was so terrible.
Oh, yeah, that was... I don't remember what episode of the podcast that was, but I brought that in for everybody. Everyone got a shot of wine water, and no, that was...
I had... One year I had...
you had the Wild Argus.
I did have the Wild Argus, and that was no bueno.
Craft beer... If you like craft beer, cool stuff, but some of that, it gets a little weird, and it just... Sometimes you just gotta say no at the beginning.
I also just really like the t-shirts.
And the t-shirts are cute.
Mm-hmm. I don't like the Voltaic Vixen, so I don't want it on a t-shirt.
I think she's cute. I don't know. Uh-oh. I like her. I'm like the only one that likes her, but I think she's kind of cute.
It's the infant helmet that gets me.
And the infant. And she's got the Mega Man boots, and her boobs are like, they cut a grapefruit in half and just stuck it to her chest. Like... I'm sorry to whomever sculpted that model. I trash talk it constantly, but it does not look very good.
I feel like these models are kind of PP's desperate plea for somebody to cosplay. Because I feel like...
Oh my god, maybe.
I really feel like that's what they're trying
to
do.
They do a cosplay contest every lock and load.
Not a lot of people do it, though.
I think it's like 3 to 5
I think
at
it's
most.
It's because the people who typically play war games are not typically people who cosplay.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Their money is invested in other means in that regard, because it's very expensive to get a really good cosplay going.
Very like anime centric, and those people only spend their money on costumes and titty models. Oh wait,
those titty models are expensive.
Those titty models are very the PVC titties. Those are very expensive titties. Oh, Travis just drove packs. Like, why is he...
Travis is watching the stream right now while he's driving here for the Crippled System podcast.
What a horrible person.
Shame on him.
It's too bad that we can't tell when he gets into the car crash if he could just ... into the
oh,
chat.
Oh, no. Do not hope for that.
Well, a car crash I'm fine with, just nobody hurt.
Yes. If you accidentally rear-end
Travis,
someone...
Yeah, we want you alive, but fuck your car. God damn. No, I was half expecting that the model for PP this year would have been a Grimkin model.
Yeah, I would have thought that too.
They did it with Convergence.
And they did it with the, what the hell?
The Boker. The Gatorman?
No, the Gobber, the little guy.
Oh, the Cephalex Drudge.
Yeah.
Well, it's definitely
the guy dabbing? Is that
what I just watched the model not that long ago, but the guy's like, like. I couldn't think of the name. So, yes, a little cephalic strudge. Like, yeah. I would have thought that would have went right in hand.
It would have been neat. Like, the Witchwood solo was really set for it, because I, honestly, of all the models in that faction, that fucking tree is the worst.
It really?
Looks so stupid.
Yeah, the tree is not that great.
Oh, I really like the tree.
I like the tree, too.
I would have rather just put a gallows grove behind it, because that looks better to me. I just don't like the pumpkin king tree thing. It's just not my
jam. It's like the only model I like in that faction.
I really like the child. I have a strong connection to the child.
Well, they can't make that a PP beer model.
I hope they wouldn't.
They could or stick a pinup model. They could stick a German kid out on a curb somewhere, and that could be the child.
You could probably have the big monster guy with a big old stein in his hand.
Mm-hmm. I still don't know if that'd be cool.
It wouldn't be.
I think one of the phantasms, the little Titan phantasm, would be a great mascot for a beer.
Or get rid of the pumpkin snowman one, because that's also one that I don't like. PP should just make models alternatively for models that I don't like.
Yes, specifically ones you don't. I think them doing a Signar model was good, because Signar probably has one of the armies that has the most models accessible to them. Mm-hmm. But they also haven't, like, a lot of other factions already have one. Mm-hmm. And they are one of the older factions.
Yeah, Signar and Menoth were missing one up until recently. Mm-hmm. And then I think we counted them all out, but Mercs has a bazillion.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Menoth and, Scorn. Scorn didn't have one.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, I mean, so it's nice that they give Signar one. I just wish it were a better model, or if it were, or follow that sort of tradition that we're kind of used to.
The mm-hmm. Journeyman would have been a lot more iconic now.
I think the one thing about that model, too, is that I think a lot of people were complaining about it. I think it's because of the angle that the main photograph that everyone's going over.
It's from an angle. But
and a monitor.
It really does look like that hand is.
But that's also, it's a forced perspective that we're looking at, though, too, of an image. So,
but you can't argue that helmet is an infant helmet.
It does look like a little derpy helmet.
And the staff definitely looks like a penis.
The staff doesn't really make sense either.
And staff makes zero sense.
Isn't it a steam whistle?
Well, it looks like a penis.
You could cut it into a steam whistle pretty easily.
It looks like a steam whistle. It's got a little like loop in it on the top. I thought it was like a beer, something to do with brewing, but I was like, there's got to be something beer related on this model, but I think it's just a steam whistle.
Yeah. Maybe it's a big stirring stick. We just don't know yet. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
This looks like a giant penis to me.
I don't know.
On a side note, Travis had mentioned in chat that he was already rear-ended this week, and he has also gotten into a car accident.
What?
Well, that's not good.
To the rear-ending? I know you were joking about the second part. I'm sorry. That's unfortunate. I mean, I hope you're joking about the second part. We don't know.
No, the second... No. I'm reading off... I was doing the thing of like, because he was rear-ended. I don't need to explain it.
Which means he had butt sex.
Hi, people. Yeah. Just people in general. Thanks, Jim.
So, I guess one of the things we should discuss about, too, I didn't really pay much attention to it because the 2017 Steamroller document got released after a lot of feedback for it, mm-hmm. asking for gender-neutral pronouns.
Mm-hmm.
And
that is our excuse for the gender-neutral women's podcast today. Mm-hmm. Our excuse.
A room divided.
Yes.
We were going to mix it up, but I wasn't allowed to be on that side.
Nope.
Yeah, I was... Well, Amanda and I, we could switch seats.
This is your command station, though.
I'm not really much in command.
I can respond to people in the chat easily. I have good typing skills. I think... they put out the SR 2017. Mm-hmm. It was strictly he was the gender in most situations. I think there were a couple where it wasn't. And then Zosha, who was supposed to be our third today, there was a timing issue. So we scrounged and got some additional bodies. She had gone through and originally edited it to be he or she, mm-hmm. and then changed it to they to be a little more inclusive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, somebody suggested they instead.
Mm-hmm. And I don't like, maybe this is just me. I think it's already been said a million times. It hurts no one and helps many. Like, yeah, that changes. And I just want, like, that is the one thing. If I could ask Privateer Press a million questions, it would be, why did you not make this one change?
That doesn't make sense either, because it's like, it's something so simple.
Exactly. It's like, not, all she did was go into PDF editor and just like, find.
So I don't know why, unless it was just some oversight on their end that they just didn't think about it. But I think people were complaining about it too. Yep.
It's strange, because I know he is like the literary gender neutral term. Just in general, when you're looking at like high functioning literary science, if you want to put that in quotes. But but the thing is like when you look at some of the documents that Privateer Press releases and trying to hinge on their own wording, I don't think they have anybody who has that kind of mind there.
They do not have it. When you read through their stuff, it doesn't seem like they have someone doing like quality from a grammatical standpoint.
Yeah, I know. So they wouldn't, it makes me think that they wouldn't have anyone who would think that he
who would
is
be
the
adamant
literary
that he needs to be the way it's written. Yeah. Correct. Mm-hmm. I very much, like I said, if I could ask them one question, that would be the question. Why was this change not made?
Especially since they've had so much of a backlash over other like gender topics from the game in general.
They removed page 5.
Yeah, they removed that
6 years
ago.
Yes,
I'm saying they removed page 5.
Yeah, it started with page 5, and then it evolved into the pinup models, which have been a gripe for a long time.
They still are,
and they're still a problem in my.
And we get our answer, and those models are definitely not beefcake models.
I'm hoping that the sketches for them are going to evolve into something greater.
I think they're going to stick with a very run of the mill cosplay. Women have booby cosplay, and men get to actually look like cool characters.
This is what needs to happen. We talked about this on our podcast right after you yelled, and this is perfect. We need LNSA muscle.
See, and I, when you guys were talking about this, I listened to it, and I was like, why didn't they just say Lanessa Russell?
That would work.
Andy's just like, God damn it, Brian.
No, Lanessa muscle. But like I said, like a huge beefcake guy, mm-hmm. you know, with muscles everywhere. He's just wearing that feather cloak.
He's got, like, his leg up on something that he's just killed.
Yeah.
Tight leather pants.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bulging, I wouldn't. Yeah.
Very, exactly. Very reminiscent to the Labyrinth, which I pointed that out today. We were at Pegasus and saw the Labyrinth board game, and I was like, that model is doing him no justice.
It's, the bulge is there, but it's not like, you know, you're going to poke your eye out on that thing.
That was some serious package happening there.
It's like a Red Rider BB gun.
That is,
it's not a Red Rocket.
Unfortunate term for a penis. Red Rider BB
gun. You're going to poke your eye out, Amanda.
Sounds like a child, though. Like a child dick, is what I think.
this podcast has gone downhill very fast. From stabbing people, cheating our way into Gen Con, children, and their Red Rider BB guns.
I'm just a bad influence, it appears.
I guess so, and I thought I was the one who was going to be a problem.
Yeah.
I always thought Iris should be a beefcake.
Like, yeah.
Have her cloak, but man muscles and, yeah.
Yeah, especially since she's got, like, almost like a corset with suspenders on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that would have been a really legit thing. There's just a lot of ideas for, and maybe it's just that Privateer Press doesn't have anyone who can think about males as sexualized objects. Because mm-hmm. I had the same problem when I worked in a tattoo parlor. I was the only one who would work with male genitalia because every other one was like, I'm not touching anything with that. Hmm. So I think that's one of the, it's an issue in the art community where there's, you have certain artists who are up to a point comfortable with the human body, mm-hmm. and then they're just like, I cannot think of what a sexy man would look like.
I think part of that problem is that women are capable of doing so, but we're also capable of, women can make attractive female artwork, like, mm-hmm. but that's because we have it in our faces constantly.
Also, women seem to have more of like, and you can stop me if I'm wrong here, but
they
have more of an
dicks flying
everywhere. They have more of an idealized image of what a the perfect female body should look like, because there's a lot more pressure from society for women to look a certain way. Mm-hmm. So they understand what an attractive female looks like. With me, not with me specifically, but with men in general, if you want to say, what does a woman want? They like send them into a porn shop or something. They bring out like the Dildozer 14 and it's like this fucking dildo with a shoulder strap and a rip cord that you gotta pull, and they're just like, yeah, this is what all women want. And it's like, no, that's what you think you want, but no, that's just not the way it works.
Ripcord to start it?
Yeah.
Or the parachute.
It's the ripcord for the to start it, like a lawnmower.
I think for the parachute, that's what it's for.
Sure. You're just charging in there full steam, yeah. And you gotta pull the parachute back like a rally car.
Ripcord like with a chainsaw.
Or yeah, like,
yeah, that's where I was. Like, that's where I was going. Is it just like instead of vibrating, the lady like gets flung off of it 50 feet, and then you can never sit down again.
So it's just like any other Lost Aspect podcast.
You can never sit down again.
I'm
oh yes, because we always talk about fake dicks, yeah, on every Lost Aspect episode.
Bringing the Celeste element back.
I do not think she ever sold anything with a ripcord. If she's still watching, for a parachute or for an engine, was there ever any product with a ripcord?
Got to change the oil on the dildo. Yeah.
Are you sure you want to add that to? Yeah. Are you sure you want to add that to your search history? Does dildos come with parachute?
Anyway, they should have used they. Getting us back on track. Or, I mean, there's other terms. As someone who spent a lot of time studying English from a literary and from a grammatical standpoint, someone who takes a lot of interest in sociolinguistics, just use they. It's simple. It already exists in our language. It can mean singular or it can mean plural. It's useful and it doesn't make anyone feel bad.
If they're worried about interaction of rules and such there, they can easily put in player A or player B.
Exactly.
And have it work that way too.
Yep.
Or it's, they've done the thing where they've there's some games will have a male and female playing.
Yeah. If they have like an example of that, or you know, I have Jimmy versus Sue or something.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Using names.
Yeah.
Right.
It really is just it just could have just done that. And again, if I could ask them any question, it would be like, this is, I understand other things like, why doesn't Convergence get more models? Or why does SR 2017, like, why are all of these things a thing? And I understand that, you know, it's your game, it's whatever. Like, this is something, again, hurts to no one, helps many, really just, I don't know.
And I feel like now it's even an edit they could do that they could just publish it.
That's because
it and let it under the radar. Yeah.
There's never been a printed steamroller sold ever. It's just a PDF that's on their website. Yep. So it really is just one of those things where it's either they, and I don't know, I won't go down the road of that, but like I think that there's just they at this point they should just do it and be done with it. Yeah. Like give it to an intern and have them take care of it.
Oh well, I'm pretty sure it took Zosha all of maybe 20 minutes.
I know. All you got to do is publish it then.
Just be like, done. Thanks, Zosha. You've done it. Congratulations. Yeah. Like, it is a frustrating, again, hurts no one. But there will be plenty of backlash from the internet crowd of, why did you... If they would have come out with a gender neutral version right at the start, there probably wouldn't have been backlash. But if they go,
I don't think anybody would have noticed.
Yep, if they go back and edit it now, there would be a problem.
Well, and the thing is like from a sales standpoint, no one's gonna stop buying models because of the steamroller change.
No.
And no one's gonna start, I think no one's gonna start buying them because of the steamroller change either, because you don't even start dipping your toe into the steamroller until after you've bought a box set and maybe gotten some games under your belt.
Right.
So it really is just, it's a change that is so inconsequential to sales figures or anything else, but it gives you a better public image and it makes your players feel better.
Mm-hmm.
So, it doesn't make all of your players feel better, because there's some Nimrods out there who will be like, this is dumb, page 5 rules.
But again, had they done it at the start...
Yeah, nobody would have noticed or cared. Mm-hmm.
The folks that really cared about it going into CID would have been like, oh, that's awesome. And then the folks that, that had no idea that that was a concern mm-hmm. would not have noticed.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah. And yeah, it's... Hmm.
Maybe it's a change we'll see sooner eventually, but at least somebody is talking about it, because I don't think anyone else has brought it up other than in some kind of online atmosphere that...
No, I think there were some comments on Zosha's post. Mm-hmm. She and I aren't friends on Facebook, so I'm glad this post is public, and I'm too lazy to befriend people on Facebook. But I was just reading through those, particularly the ones that Jackie had pointed out. I'm a little sad that she couldn't be here to talk about it, but for the most part, there was really positive feedback. But again, people who are friends with her, but there were people who were like, what is the point of this? And it's like... The point is inclusivity. Like, mm-hmm. yeah. that's the point. You really, again, if you're trying to push a product out to people, you want to push a product out. You have your base demographic, but that you want to make it so it you can expand that demographic. Mm-hmm. You don't just want to sell your product to roughly middle-aged white males forever because they aren't... as abundant as they like to think that they are.
Yeah. Well, there's other people that play the game too, like us. Mm-hmm. Like,
it's more about making people feel comfortable or welcome when they're in the game instead of yep. like, if yep. it's if there's one person out there who would be turned off by seeing any of that like reference material, then you might as well just make the change.
Wouldn't, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Like, there are more people who would feel better about that change than there are who would feel worse. Mm-hmm. Anyone who would feel worse about that probably shouldn't be participating in a community of people.
Yeah.
Unless they're all mm-hmm. wearing white hoods.
Well, then they're in a community of people, but they're all wearing white hoods. They don't know who's underneath them. Could be like the event that was happening over next to MomCon.
Oh, Jack, what are you
talking
about?
Yeah.
The only reason why I wish I would have gone to MomCon.
No, the main reason to go to MomCon is for Fung's Pizza.
Which I've still never been to.
It's so great.
And to hang out with John. And that's a cool part thing too. John DeMers.
You can hang out with that guy whenever.
What? No, he's so busy.
He just promises you that he wants to do stuff with you so you remember him, and then he never does anything with you. I remember John. I remember.
I wish my camera had a close up because it could catch like that.
I know. I see a single tear
one tear that
my
just
face.
Fell at that time.
Yeah. He always sees me at cons and he's just like, "Oh, we should do something sometime." I'm like, "Yeah, I won't hold my breath."
You know, Brian, it takes two.
Hey.
You never reach out to him to do things.
I don't want
to
seem too needy, Amanda.
Yeah.
Can't text back too soon.
Exactly.
Yeah. You can't do the double reply.
Yeah. Would you please hang out with me?
No,
Facebook just had the scene on it. Just scene when I sent him the message.
He left you on red.
Four letters never hurt so much.
Man, I fucking hate that unread shit on the phone. Like, I know you've fucking seen my message. And then you have the setting where it's like, don't ever show that it's been read. I hate that. Sorry.
Oh, I should change my phone to that. That would be really useful.
No.
Don't need people to know that I've seen their messages. The, like, five people that I talk to all over the course of several of the same chats. Like, ooh, is this going into the Gen Con group or is this going into the Overwatch group? Like, gotta know where I'm sending this message.
I had thought of something to talk about too. It was the how many Amanda Schultz are there in the world?
Probably plenty, but I'm the only one that's in the Grimkin book.
There.
I had to hand-fist
that one in there somehow. I was like, feels like we're getting close to the end here, so I need to make sure that we can talk about that.
Well, I need to actually sit down and read through a lot of the lore that's in there. Mm-hmm. But
make sure you get a mirror.
Just take a picture of it and flip it.
What's that?
There's a page that's backwards.
Oh, okay.
So you're supposed to read it with a mirror. Uh-huh. Or you can just read it backwards because most people who can read can do that. Yep.
Yeah, they have all those Facebook posts where you're like, if you're smart, you can read this.
they should have did some Mad Comics, some of that too. Where you have to fold a page in half and then fold it over. That would be...
I wouldn't like that because then I have to fold a page in the book.
Yeah.
Well, you can make a copy of it and then fold that.
Yeah, exactly. If you're talking about taking a picture of a book and then flipping it in Photoshop somewhere, then...
Just take a picture with your phone. Your phone has the functionality. It takes no effort.
Flip.
Yes, it does, Brian.
I can flip your phone right now.
I bet you could. No one's touching my phone.
I'm hoping with that print that they make. Well, that page. I hope they make that into a print.
I don't think so. Really
cool. It'd be sweet if they made it into a print and sent it to the people who were on it, because that's something really cool to have.
Mm-hmm. It is really... the artwork is really cool. I was not expecting it. Like, when they did the thing where they shared all of our names on that video, I thought that was the culmination of it.
Right.
And then I found out that our names were in that book. Not from anyone at Privateer Press, by the way. I was like, oh, I will have to pick that up. And then I saw the actual image, and I was like, that is actually really cool.
Yeah. I thought it was just going to be a list of names. Like, Bobby.
Yeah. I seriously thought it was going to be like the list of playtesters or something like that. Yeah. Like Travis is in that book, too, as one of the playtesters in the front there. But yeah, it'd be... In fact, it's an actual full part print. I'm wondering, it wouldn't be that difficult for them to make prints of that.
Yeah. And no, send it out to I'd folks. Pay for it. Like,
yeah, pay their $10.95 shipping.
Shipping shouldn't be that costly. Speaking of shipping, I have a really wonderful shipping story. I bought a shirt from Bungie.
Mm-hmm.
I ordered it on June 9th. I still don't have it.
Uh-oh.
It's somewhere in it departed Madison yesterday morning. June 9th, what is today? June 30th?
Yeah.
July. I'm sorry. I ordered on July 9th. It's July 30th. I ordered a pair of sunglasses from fucking China on July 16th, and I already have them. From China.
This isn't... Usually it's like weeks for that shit to come.
Yeah, like it went through customs in 2 days. Like that, because some places in China has a weird international shipping now where you can actually track it through UPS and stuff still. So I watched it go from, what did it say? It was actually from Shanghai. Go all the way from like depart China to Chicago, be in Chicago for 2 days. And then it was just like here. Still waiting for my shirt from Bungie.
Probably what happened. I'm devil's advocating here, but I assume that maybe the package just sat in somebody's post office.
No, it didn't leave re-scanned. Bungie for like a good 2 weeks.
Oh no! So okay, so July 9th is when they said, got the order. "Hey, we made a shipping label for it," and then it didn't leave.
July 9th was when they got the order.
Okay, yeah. Well. You know, they're preparing. They have so much story they have to fit into that game.
They sure
that
do.
They don't have time to do any shipping.
They don't have time to make my t-shirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shipping is so strange now with the Amazon world that we live in. You can order something and in 2 days you got it. And that's, you know, when I have to wait more than 3 days to get something from somewhere, I get irate. It's
mind-blowing.
Mm-hmm. I need to figure out why, because I seem to order things and that always... Just the way the timeline goes, always gets delivered on Saturday, which I have it be shipped to my work, and no one's in the office on Saturday. So I need to figure out why I'm ordering things on certain days.
I mean, if you're ordering stuff on like Thursday, Friday, that's probably when it'll get shipped to you on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Because we have the benefit of there being a Kenosha distribution center for Amazon, which makes things get
to you.
I thought
it was Richland Center.
Nope, it's Kenosha, and it makes me get games a day early. Amazon's like, oh, we'll get you this game on release date, and then they're like, hey, guess what? You get to play it today, not tomorrow. I'm like, fine with me. Every time, except for Destiny, I will have to go to GameStop to pick it up.
Yeah, because they were giving away all the cool exclusives.
I wanted that
like
Cade 6 model.
Your Cade 6 and your fidget spinner.
I got the fidget spinner. I did get that fidget spinner. I have joined the Spin to Victory team.
Did I'm you see the video where it was like if fidget spinners were an anime?
Would it be like
Beyblade?
Yeah, that
one was really cool.
That was funny.
I'll have to watch
that. It was two people fighting and like they did some cool animations when they do their fidget spinners.
Mm-hmm. And I still don't fully understand how to spin it, so.
And the one guy was like Ash.
Yeah.
It's pretty great.
I'll have to find that.
It was super cool.
I'll send it to you.
Okay. Share it on the Lost Aspect Facebook page.
Yeah, we always say we're going to share stuff and then we forget about it. We're really bad about that. Sorry, guys.
That happens.
Ooh, speaking of sharing things, so this is our last podcast until late August, early September, I think. Okay, no one knows what I'm talking about. So with August being a really busy month for everyone with Gen Con and the WITC, we're going to do probably not podcasting, but really heavily active on the social media maybe some possible podcasting at the events. So,
oh, like live event.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we could also do, since, I mean, if it's during the week, we could potentially record at night. We don't have to make it so it's a live stream.
Yeah.
It's a little bit easier because we could just sit down and record mm-hmm. for an hour, and then I can just release it on that Saturday. Or I can have a video camera recording it, mm-hmm. and I can produce that video and then release that video on yeah. Sunday.
I think we discussed that there would be a little bit of issues with that. But like I said, we're probably going to be pretty heavy on the social media. You guys can experience Gen Con and WITC from our Facebook page and maybe Twitter too.
Make sure that you hit up the open play area for Privateer Press right around 11 o'clock at night.
When no one's there?
It'll be real fun.
When no one's there?
No, actually, there's a ton of people there playing Iron Arena usually.
Not really? Anymore.
No?
No. Nope.
Oh, no, because you have to pay for it.
No, there's no PG support there to do it. They're not paying anyone to sit there.
They'll be there.
I thought staff will be there.
They'll have a staff person there.
They'll be slaving like crazy.
Because that's how they set up for Adepticon.
Oh, well,
that's see. The autograph that you can get, by the way, if you're going to participate in the 10 trials. You can just get a PP staffer's autograph on your Grimkin book. Or you can get my autograph on the Grimkin book. That's what you can do.
I said that there could be an exclusive club out there where somebody goes around and gets everyone to sign the Grimkin book that's in it.
That would be interesting.
That'd be neat, yeah.
That would be a waste of time.
Yeah.
Since their signature, well, it's not their signature.
There's like, what, 25 people in
there's
there?
There's quite a few, yeah. Mm-hmm. Travis cool. just said nope, and I don't always, know what he's noping. I always love it
when people do that. They're just like, nope. Nope, no one's getting signatures. There's not 20 signatures.
No, but Travis sorry.
Says no.
Travis said you cannot have my signature.
So it looks like Iron Arena has changed schedule.
Yeah, there's no overnight Gen Con action anymore. No Masters B at midnight.
You can't get someone's autograph then at that specific time. But we'll do some fun stuff, maybe go live on Facebook or something. So
yeah. Yeah, I know.
I'm not bringing any models, but
I was thinking about bringing Anne.
I'm bringing me.
All pairing to play it because Grimkin have been really fun to play so mm-hmm. far. But I don't know if I... Walking around with your bag and yeah. not being on site is a real pain in the butt.
Mm-hmm. But you guys aren't staying on site either, are you?
No, we're 15 minutes away, I think.
Yeah. Like that stuff's tough.
You got to get that Gale Force 9 money. If you work for some of those other big companies, you stay on site.
Oh, when we worked for Weird, we stayed on site. I don't think they're a very big company.
No, they aren't, but maybe they just got into it early.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about for like a henchman mm-hmm. working yeah, for them that they actually supplied a hotel?
Mm-hmm. But the first time we went there, when 2.0 came out, that's when Amanda and I had worked for them as volunteers, and they paid for a hotel and a badge for every night.
Jesus.
They also gave us really store good. Credit, but we did like
8 hours a day, and one day was 10 hours.
No, it was full day. Like, and then so of the day. 4 days, it was 3 full days and 1 half day.
Okay.
So you didn't really get a whole lot of off time.
Yeah, maybe it was 3 halves and 1 full.
That actually might be a little more accurate.
Yeah, 3 4-hour days and 1 8-hour day.
That sounds way more accurate because I remember we did have a lot of downtime. Mm-hmm.
Because like my badge is paid for, and I'm helping them maybe set up on mm-hmm. Wednesday, but I'm not doing anything.
I think Aaron's doing most of the volunteering.
Yeah, which he's
so excited. Oh, he's doing volunteered for Weird?
GCT.
For
Bushido.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I put in for media badge, so that's my badge is for Crippled System,
mm-hmm.
which we could possibly put a media badge for next year. We could probably do for Lost Aspect. But I think we might need to get more episodes out in a year to meet that.
I think we really try to do 2 a month.
I could potentially get another Crippled System one. I just haven't tried. I haven't wanted to push my luck. Mm-hmm. I mean, our coverage of Gen Con is minimal other than a podcast about it afterwards.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make that change this year. I want to bring some video and mm-hmm. maybe sit down with some people, do interviews and that.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem like it would be too difficult to set up a table to record a game or two.
To record a game, yeah, not so much. But so getting commentary is the issue. Yeah, you can't stream it unless...
You add a mobile hotspot on your phone and then it's going to be clunky.
Yeah, it's going to be going to be the worst. All you're going to hear is just in the background.
Yeah.
It's going to be horrendous.
That's a loud place. Oh, do we have other things to talk about?
I don't think so.
Not much. I mean, no. We can go into recommendations or sure. such, if you guys have any.
I guess my recommendation is going to be Bears versus Babies. It's a lot of fun.
That's not what you're planning, right?
No.
Okay. All right.
She's going to send her child to war against the Bears.
Yeah. I'm like, geez.
It's the guy that,
magical time.
That does the oatmeal. He did a Kickstarter for this game. And it's about how you are building monsters to compete against the babies because babies are evil. Aaron got me the Not Safe for Work edition, which came with condom to prevent the babies from winning. Didn't work for us. So it's fun because it's just kind of building the most crazy thing that you can and trying to dick over your opponent. Literally dicks are in the
with
game.
The condom.
Yeah. So I had fun with it. We played it again last night with some friends.
It was pretty good.
It was fun. All the dick playing a banjo was one of the cards. And
I still like the Made of Meat and Pain. That one is probably my favorite.
There's a lot of good stuff there.
Oh, my recommendations always come play Destiny with me. Destiny 2 in September. I'm going to be playing it probably not right away because I work that day.
What's your PlayStation thingy?
If people want to ask me for it, they can ask me for it. I'm just going to throw it out there.
Not gonna, yeah.
Yeah, you can filter the requests, whatever.
I do. Okay, so I have to tell the story now. I have to give everyone my PSN. My PSN is Mother-Doomsday. It's a joke. I can tell the joke now. There's an episode of the Lego Ninja Show or whatever it was called.
Ninjago.
On Cartoon Network. There's an episode where this like greasy, scrubby guy working at a comic book shop, his internet handle is Mother Doomsday, and it's just the stupidest thing ever. So I was like, that's really funny. Now I hate it because people call me Mom. Don't call me Mom. But the story is really great. So I was doing my sparrow racing. I have a group of friends that call me Space Mom too. Like it just gets really. I have no children. I don't want children.
Grown ones are the best though.
They're the worst. They are especially bad. So I was sparrow racing against someone whose PSN was Dr. Doomsday. And it was funny. Like, I'm not, like, the best, but usually come in, like, between second and fourth out of six.
Sure.
And this guy sends me a friend request after the fact, and all it says is Mom? Question mark. And it's the only one that I have never, like, accepted or deleted because it just makes me feel really, like, good to just look at it and be like, this happened one time. This is a great story. But yeah, Destiny 2 comes out September 6th, and I will be raid ready probably several months later.
I played a lot of Destiny 1. I did not play enough of it. Something I would be interested in getting into. I've been playing a lot of Doom, though, instead. Doom is so good. So.
The beta for Destiny 2 has been a pretty good time.
It was good. There were some complaints from the fan base, in air quotes. But the beta was several months behind where they actually were in testing. The beta was out for server testing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm expecting to see some big changes upon release, and I'm excited. The story that they give you in the one story mission that you play was leaps and bounds better than the entirety of the story in Destiny 1.
Yeah, it seems like there's a lot more story to Destiny 2 than there was in 1. Because even with 1, I wanted to play... Like, I prefer story in games. Mm-hmm. So maybe this will be a little bit more fun. I'll enjoy it more.
Yep. I'm sure that any questions about how PvP content and PvE content are with the game, I think those will all be answered. I mean, they're pretty good about balancing the game. But to go over that was one of the big complaints I heard about it was that Travis's, the scaling.
Travis is just walking.
Stalkery at your door. Yeah. Travis has asked in the feed if he can come inside.
Just walk in.
Just walk in,
mark,
question
Travis.
Mark.
Yeah.
We're not done.
Obviously.
Oh, the best part is in case if he's not at the same house though, because no, he's like, we'll get a text from Travis on there like, this is not your house.
Oh man, I was I went to lacrosse to play some 40K with some old friends, and It just like he's done I couldn't this before too. I couldn't read the numbers on this guy's apartment very well
because he's so always drunk.
I was just like, well, I'm just gonna walk into his house because I've known him for so long, and it's just it wouldn't bother him if I did. So I walked in and it smelled a little weird, and I'm like, nah, Jason's a pretty clean guy, it shouldn't smell this weird. And then I saw like the shoes of 9 children, and I looked at the marker board, and there was just a bunch of Chinese writing on there too. I was like, I just walked into the wrong house. Like, I was so happy that I didn't walk into a house where somebody was gonna shoot me. I just got this like big bag. And then I got to tell him about walking into somebody else's house.
We did that kind of yesterday. So we were going to my second cousin's graduation party, and there was these flamingos that were also like next to the signs to the graduation party. We were like, okay, that's kind of weird. So we went to the house that had the flamingo. We start walking there. It's like, we don't recognize any of these cars.
So you just like, keep walking, you
like
keep
this
going.
This guy with his shirt off. I'm like, okay, we're not the right place.
just the guy with his shirt off. Nope, definitely not supposed to be here.
Old man next to you with the Grateful Dead t-shirt and a fuck you hat.
So yeah, that was fun. Now, my recommendation right now is since Grimkin have kind of like they've worked their way into the normal world, I think the thing that every War Machine player should do is read those Arcana card, because every time I've played against someone, they're just like, oh yeah, I knew you had that card, but I don't know what it does, and now I'm really pissy because I can't cast this clutch spell. And you're just like, yeah, if you would just review what the fuck it does, maybe it wouldn't have been so bad for you.
That's so the general thing with War Machine.
But it's like, even more so with the Arcana, because like I can cast Freezing Grasp on you and you'll be like, oh yeah, I might have forgot that Sorsha has that spell, but shame on me or whatever. Mm-hmm. But like the thing about the Grimkin stuff is that during your turn, when you're setting up your moves and you get something played on you, it is so frustrating if you don't know what's coming, especially if you chunk like 4 focus on a spell and they're just like, nah, you're 16 inches away from the King of Nothing, so you don't get your spell, and I'm going to cast one for free. Get off my table.
Yeah.
So read the Arcana card. If you don't read anything in that faction, read the Arcana.
Yeah, it's basically the equivalent of what does your caster's feat do?
Yeah.
Except for you have to ask it 3 times.
And during multiple times in the game.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I want to do this. Can I do this? So that's my recommendation. Read Arcana. Yeah.
Okay.
They obviously weren't watching the stream to find out if they could come inside.
Yeah. And there's actually people showing up early for the Crippled System podcast. So
is it almost 5, actually?
It's 4:30. That's 4:30. Oh. So there's people showing up early, which is odd.
Yeah. I know, it's strange, right?
Yeah. Well, I have a whole new cast around because Brian's not here, Nathan's not here, so it's... Well, we have old Brian
resurrecting.
Old Brian, except not old Brian.
Yeah, not old Brian. Medium Brian.
Yeah. Well, you still play the game, so it'd be good to have you on the podcast.
I guess so, yeah. You guys got to have some kind of legitimacy.
Yeah, no. My recommendation is to play Doom.
Just play Doom.
Doom.
I never picked it up, so...
You can borrow mine when I'm done. I have a disc.
Doom is legit.
I still have your Final Fantasy IX that I need to return.
Are you sure? I think you gave it
to me. Maybe I returned it to you.
I think it's that we have Brian and Celeste's movie.
We do have Brian and Celeste's movie. Yep. It's not that like I'm like hoarding people's things. It's that I put them in a location to return them, and then when I go to see the person, I forget the thing.
Well, like, and physical media is so weird. Like, just we stream most of our movies and TV now, so... When we have an actual physical disc, we're just like, what year is it?
1999. Yeah. Then that would be a VHS.
Yeah. All right. So thank you guys for watching this interesting episode. Yeah.
It's the
they episode.
Yeah. Lost Aspect. And thanks
for
watching.
Have a great time until we see you again.
Yeah. Sometime in August.
Stick around to listen sometime to me for sooner another later. Hour and a half.
Bye.
Yeah, Crippled System will be here in about a half hour. Thanks.